Hello, hello, yummies. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul, and the humans who love oracle decks and readings. Today, I'm going to be doing another oracle reading, as this is the theme of February. However, I'm using a different deck this time. This one's called the Queen of the Moon Oracle, and it's guided through lunar and seasonal energies, and it's by Stacy DeMarco. I must say, this artwork is stunning, with a capital S, stunning. It's so beautiful. Super curious what the universe has in store for us collectively and what messages we may need to hear today. I have been going through a lot myself recently, and it would be nice to receive warmth and a big hug and feel seen by the universe and my angels today. And so if you're on my same page, this might just be for you. So feel free to also send this to somebody that you feel like may need to hear whatever this message is, if you feel like it connects with somebody. And let's see, are there any other announcements? Oh yeah! So the winner of last month's giveaway, who sent in their review, is Mia Vacanti. Thank you so much, Mia, for your very sweet review, and I'm excited to send you some goods from the Eyes of Aspen shop and a necklace I made. Thank you so much for your review and also the constructive note, because I scrolled and there were some other people that didn't like the ad situation, so I'm gonna look into this. Yes, ads are how I generate revenue on this podcast, along with sponsorships for right now, but it's not worth bombarding the listener, and it's not like I make that much money from the extra ads anyways. You know, if it's really that disruptive, I'm gonna figure something out, just so you know. So, and instead of leaving a review or a one-star review on the ad situation, just please feel free to email me if it's still an issue at hello@yourownmagic.com. The reviews definitely mean a lot for this podcast. So yeah, and also getting great guests and sponsors and gathering quality content. So please feel free to, yeah, message me about honestly anything at hello@yourownmagic.com. I'm very available. Anyway, with that said, I'm excited to do another oracle reading for you with the Queen of the Moon Oracle. Oh, so I'm gonna clear that energy for a minute and tune in. Oh, okay. Two popped out. Ooh, Waxing Crescent 3, Growth, and Dark Moon, The Void. Ooh, okay, let's see what they have to offer. Growth. Reject stagnancy. To get unstuck, take action. The choice to grow should be made. Expect growing pains when making huge changes in your life. Change is a natural part of life and cannot be pushed against forever. Change should have aim and purpose. Be courageous. You will blossom. I choose growth. Think of a willow tree. Thinking of a willow tree, one of my favorite trees, along with the aspen. Willows often grow on the sandy banks of highly shiftable and changeable rivers, yet they reach huge sizes, successfully growing and holding fast in an unpredictable habitat. How do they do this? When you see a young willow on the banks, for a long while it just looks like a feeble stick. It may have a few branches and leaves, but at first the trunk will be fine and flexible rather than robust. What we don't see immediately is the root base. The willow spends a lot of time establishing a veritable root city under the surface. These roots are long and strong and very numerous, finding their way into many nooks and crannies, holding onto rocks, other established tree roots, and anything they can help with their stability. These roots go off in all directions, thus securing their position just in case the earth begins to shift. Interesting. Anyway, then, only these root networks are established well enough, does the willow put its energy into further growth. So, this means the trunk begins to thicken and widen and harden and travel upwards to the sky. However, as they grow, the branches have little of the trunk's supportive thickness. Interesting. They have instead the instruction that they must be flexible. Flexible means they can turn with the sun and survive punishing winds that might threaten to topple the rest of the tree. All of this growth is done with purpose and a divine strategy. That's so beautiful. I did not know this. Okay. The waxing lunar cycle calls for growth, but not growth without aim or purpose. When we understand our current position, accept it, and decide to change, we will naturally grow as people. We might experience some growing pains. After all, transformation of any kind is rarely completely easy and trouble-free. True. Having a strong intention of what the results of our growth will be helps with gaining the courage and resilience to move forward with our growth and into the eventual blossoming of our true self. Also, it looks like the Charoite is the companion stone or metal for this tarot card. I love this card as it depicts us having these deeply rooted connections to Earth. And because of this, and we are rooted here, we all have the power to have this inner strength and stability because Mama Earth has got us. She's holding us and she allows us to stretch to the heavens in a sense, right? And embody aspirations and the desire to reach for greater heights. And not only are we allowed to have this desire, but we can make it there. So it encompasses both grounding foundations and then allowing us to not only have these lofty ambitions, but live them. So also during the waxing phase, I mean, energy is aligned favorably for manifestation and actualization. So it presents an opportune moment to help us and encourage us to pursue our aspirations, whether they be related to abundance or health or relationships or whatever it is. And we can harness these energies of this phase and we can sow the seeds for future prosperity and fulfillment and understand that true growth is truly nurtured over time with diligent care and attention. And so we must have the patience, but know that as we have this foundation and we reach out to our support systems, like how the root of the willow tree reaches out to the other rocks and other trees for a grounding support system, we really can anchor in and allow ourselves to grow and flourish and also be flexible with whatever comes our way. As the willow tree branches is very flexible with whatever the climate might be when it comes to wind or whatever, just to hold it steady, we got to be flexible as well with the wind or whatever the universe brings our way. And because, I mean, life is full of surprises, but as long as we allow ourselves to have this foundation and the stability, and maybe we get clear on whatever it is we want, and we get clear on what our support system is for our stability, reminding ourselves on a daily basis to be flexible with the changing wind, it's wild what we will manifest and what will come our way and how we will grow and flourish through this process. And we just got to stay dedicated and we will persevere. And so I love this card. I needed to hear this and I hope that it helped you as well. And I'm excited to read the next one, Dark Moon, the Void. And of course, as well, I just want to reiterate that however you interpreted this, that is what your soul, what your human wanted you to hear. We all wear different lenses and have different interpretations. So this next card as well, as I read it, please visualize and feel into whatever your human is feeling into this before I go on to my little tangent of what I felt and see what sparks for you and what resonates with you. And, you know, take what resonates, leave what doesn't, as usual. So with that said, I love this beautiful card, a girl lying on the ground, the void, dark moon, with a dark moon behind her. Your time to rest and reset is here. Release all that does not serve you. Stop resisting. The void is a time of possibility, not just darkness. There is nothing to fear in letting go of negative patterns and habits, so let go of the old. I freely release what I no longer need. While the full moon, full attractive power, gets all the publicity, the dark moon, which offers the infinite possibilities of a clean slate, is just as powerful in its own way. The dark moon often looks like just a darker piece of the night sky. And in some cultures, the way it appears harkens back to the idea of the void. It is a place of unknowable secrets, a state of everything and nothing, or a place to prepare or rest before moving on. To me personally, there is a relieving, restful quality about the darkest moon that allows pondering and decisions about what we can jettison before making fresh plans for the new moon, which is the next day. If you find yourself resisting the dark moon, it is usually a clear sign that you are being stubborn about letting go of something that is old and not serving you in a positive way any longer. Often that is a fear or pattern that was created to protect you in some way. However, now it is outdated, yet you are still carrying it or acting it out. Knowing that this moon is powerful, but it is also incredibly gentle in the way it helps you unravel what actually is so you can embrace the fresh start of tomorrow. Relax, reframe, and think about how much better your life will be without that bad habit, fear, or pattern. Get very clear about the possibilities of this transformation and what it will give you in real terms. This is the power of the dark moon. It is the optimum time in the cycle to release the old and cut the cords of relationships and traumas that deserve no time and attention in your present. And the companion stone or metal for this is Jet. Yep, the universe never fails, I swear, with these oracle decks to send me the message I needed to hear. And so I hope that this resonated with you in some way, shape, or form. As this card, we encounter a character immersed in this tranquil embrace of darkness, and it mirrors to us that stillness of the quiet void. So we can embrace that restorative power of introspection, which we all deserve. Really dive into our inner world, and here in that space of solace, we can explore our imagination as well, and perhaps even reflect or retreat on whatever it is that we might need to let go of, you know, just what no longer serves us, because that will allow ourselves this freedom to envision a new life without any limitations. And so the dark moon, I mean, this offers a sanctuary for us to cultivate new beginnings, right? And so may this dark moon allow us the power to renew, but also to give us permission to rest and just embrace that cycle and embrace the period of introspection and invite us the emergence of new perspectives as well and the potential for profound transformation and personal evolution, which we all deserve. And so I hope that this void card sent you a message and allows you to feel ready to expand and await manifestation. As someone who is so excited to garden this spring, yet really wants top quality soil, I'm really excited to introduce you to Coast of Maine, which is an esteemed brand renowned for its organic soil offerings. And if you're seeking to infuse your home environment with a nourishing essence that promotes flourishing plant life, you're gonna wanna listen to this, because with over 28 years of expertise, Coast of Maine has meticulously crafted soils sourced from oceanic waters and farms certified for organic cultivation. It's so nice to find such a sustainable, eco-friendly brand who really emphasizes the importance of natural ingredients to enrich their soil. And I mean, they have, like I said, top quality with rigorous quality control and OMRI listed certification. Their diverse range of products caters to all gardening needs. Most of our soils may lack appropriate nutrients for success for our plants, and our plants need this. We want to regenerate the healthy microbes in our soils to set up for gardening success and just for our plants to thrive. So if we add Coast of Maine products, this will indeed help. Whether you're planting trees or shrubs or perennials in your yard, adding Coast of Maine soil in your planting holes leads to a long, slow feeding of your plants, making them self-sufficient and vibrant, which we love. Let's say you want a vegetable garden. Not only will you receive abundant harvests, but there will be less feeding and maintenance throughout the season. Amazing. You know that everything grown in Coast of Maine soil is organic and safe for your family and friends right out of the garden. And then you get to also feel good about their sourcing, as I'm so thankful they provide natural ingredients, because they will never include household waste or biosolids. And we know that nothing nurtures the world above better than the soil below, cultivated from products and practices practices rooted in coast of Maine. And so they will continually perfect the art and science of sourcing, mixing, and composting products worthy of the people and the place that inspired their brand and the healthier world it was built to serve. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. We love supporting local, and the products are carried by local retail partners who can provide advice and insight not found in big box stores. So Coast of Maine knows from beginner to expert, anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere. And their products make organic gardening simple and approachable so we can all garden. So let's get to growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. That's Coast of Maine, like the state with an E, coastofmaine.com. This is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course, having efficient digestion, and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course, they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com. And use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Oh, right away. All right, one card. Balance. Seek balance. Extremes of anything are rarely healthy or useful. There may be an overreaction that has caused the issue. Ground yourself and allow your strength to rise from there. Be aware of where the imbalances in your life are present. I seek and maintain healthy balance in my life. That's the affirmation. Working with the lunar cycle on a regular basis helps us actually experience the flow and balance of nature. The moon shows us the gradual and peaceful process of waxing and waning in the phases of perfect balance within. Our bodies, our minds, and our human spirits seek balance, yet perfect balance is almost impossible to achieve. Think on this. If we try to stand on one leg and balance ourselves, no matter how good at balancing on one leg we may be, it is a kind of dance, is it not? The large and small muscles in our legs adjust to keep us upright. Always moving, never perfectly still. The rest of our body is also performing a myriad of adjustments. A little to the right here in one moment, a little to the center there. The point is that balance is a process, something we can actively seek if we are wise. We need to know when we are unbalanced so we can return to homeostasis. It is useful to know where our imbalances lie and to make a decision about moving towards a more balanced version. Self-reflection helps identify this. When we are to something, working too long, thinking too fast, eating too much, we need to be honest with ourselves so we can identify this quite easily. Allowing ourselves a more considered and balanced view invites a true peacefulness into our lives, something that many people crave in the incredibly busy and chaotic world. Balance allows us to understand that overwhelm isn't a place we want to visit, let alone set up a home in. And the companion stone and metal for this is bloodstone. Interesting. Ooh, man, balance. That is a term I used to resist as an ex-extremist. I was extreme with my diet, with my fitness regime, with my routine, with my spirituality beliefs even. And somehow I found a grounding and a balance, right? That freed me, honestly, from the shackles of extremism, which I felt liberated from at the time because it did serve me at a period of my life until it really hurt me. And, you know, I could tell physically and mentally and spiritually, emotionally, everything. I was drained. I was burnt out. And also I was experiencing a lot of different health issues. And that was a clear sign to me that I just needed balance and not to be so extreme. And that was the most liberating experience and perspective shift, event shift, life shift that I deeply needed in order for me to not only grow, but to welcome in so many new beautiful things in my life. I think my dog helped me a lot in that. Grounding with him and him being someone that I must focus on instead of just myself, someone who needs my help instead of me just being so self-focused and so focused on work. Somehow I needed to go experience life with him so he can live a more magical, expanded life. And I'm so thankful to have more balance in my life instead of being so extremist in all areas of my life. Like I said, diet, belief system, fitness, time with friends, social time versus solo time. I used to spend way too much time alone, and now I am going out there and socializing and just allowing the flow of life to be as it is. Not resisting too much, but saying yes to more. Not ignoring so much, but replying to more or connecting with more humans, with more culture, with more of the culture I grew up in. And so if you are experiencing extremism or, like this card says, too much of something, there's definitely a lot of reflection there to consider. And it's scary. It's scary to walk away from something that might not be serving you anymore if you're so used to doing something a certain way. But if you know deep down, and you know deep down when something is just not quite working for you anymore, it's okay to let go or to add in more. You don't necessarily have to lose everything in order to gain more perspective or gain more experiences. So embracing a more deliberate and harmonious perspective will allow us to have a greater sense of tranquility that I believe that we all deserve. And in this world, which is characterized by ceaseless activity and relentless chaos, it is such a wild world. I mean, the pursuit of balance really helps us find this peace, as it really is the antidote to that craziness. And we can achieve an equilibrium that affords us the clarity to discern the nuances of our experiences and navigate the complexities of our circumstances with grace and with composure. And it fosters a deeper understanding that overwhelm is not a destination really, but we can just aspire to reach a, like I said, a sense of peace and grounding. And so we can embrace a balanced perspective that empowers us to recognize our inherent interconnectedness with all things as well. Then we can look through our own lens of equilibrium that we come to understand that every action has its consequences and every choice is a ripple effect. So this might inspire mindfulness and intentionality and just help us in all we do, simply said. So balance, it's not just this destination we reach, because for me at least, especially being a reformed extremist, it's an ongoing journey to allow and welcome in balance, but I appreciate it all the time. And do I sometimes get triggered? Yes. And want to relapse? Yes. But the balance has really helped me in so many ways for my extremism. And so if we embrace this balance, it can be a guiding principle that we unlock this door to true peace and fulfillment, So, you know, of course, feel free to take in all the self-development classes or just listen to all the self-help podcasts or spirituality podcasts. But know that you also need to live life, not just take in all the information, but live and enjoy just a balanced life. It doesn't have to be perfect. I definitely also, extremism led me to experience information paralysis. I think that's what it's called, where I was just bombarded and overwhelmed with so much information that I ended up resisting it. And I went to the other end of the spectrum because it was just too much. Then I had to find a balance in between where I do a little bit of my own personal introspection and take in information for personal development, but also have my comedy, mindless, fun, silly reality TV shows or podcasts that aren't so deep, but they're just light and fun and bring me laughter. It's just a nice, everything's about balance. It really is. And life is so much better this way. So you know what? I feel like I need to do one more, but that was a very beautiful card to get. And I'm thankful to receive it because I feel like it was just a reminder of how far I've come or how far you've come, or a note for those of you who might feel like you're experiencing too much of something. Oop. Now this card. Interesting. The masculine. Okay. What does the masculine have in store for us? It is time to step forward and lead. Be the leader in your own life. You have more power than you think. It is time to formally learn more, enroll in a course, or learn a new skill. Offer your protection to someone weaker than yourself. Take steps to improve your health and vitality. This is the affirmation for the card. May the positive attributes of the masculine align with me. Emphasis on positive attributes. Anyway, while lunar gods are rare, usually their realms are the solar, they are conspicuous when they appear. You know what? That's so true. I always think of lunar as more of a goddess, more of a mama moon, more of a feminine energy, and the sun, the solar, as more masculine. But I guess there are lunar gods who are rare. Anyway, the Australian Aboriginal deity of the Wanroa tribal area, Bayame is depicted with having big eyes and no mouth, teaching us that sometimes beauty does not need to be spoken about, just witness with the eyes and our head and of our heart. The Norse god Mani, the moon himself, teaches us to be wise and about the passage of time. The Mesopotamian Sin shows us how to ask for the future and how important it is to protect the weak. There are many more. The traditional positive attributes of the masculine, such as strength, physical vitality, power of will, shielding and protection of the weak, are important for anyone to adopt, no matter their gender or orientation. Should you pull this card, it is asking you to step up into your power, your uniqueness, and offer your guidance to those who may need it. Ooh, one of my favorite stones happens to be the companion stone for this, the black opal. Okay, so I guess this is asking us to embrace that inherent strength and authority that we all have and maybe tap into more of our masculine energy, which we also all have, especially in a world that emphasizes traditional notions of masculinity. You know, there's this profound need for us to recognize and harness our inner strength, right? And to step forward and be a good leader or a good guide in some way, shape, or form. So yeah, I like this call to action as a reminder of true empowerment. Though I would say, of course, the femininity is usually the most powerful piece of myself. I do identify with masculine energies in certain ways, and this involves transcending societal expectations and stereotypes, and it reclaims this agency over our own narratives and redefining masculinity as well, and to be more inclusive and a more compassionate way. It's about embracing vulnerability as a source of strength and cultivating emotional intelligence and fostering meaningful connections based on mutual respect and understanding. And so in offering guidance to others as well, we can be encouraged to lead and embody values of integrity and compassion and accountability. So, you know, whether that might be mentorship or counseling or simply just lending a supportive ear for our friend or whoever, we can step into our power and involve active listening. That's a big one, or empowering others to realize their full potential. So I guess we're being called to step forward and step into our power and help others step into their power and offer guidance as a transformative act. And, you know, again, masculinity, I think, transcends gender and culture and societal boundaries. It's about recognizing our inherent value and potential within ourselves and others and embracing the responsibility to uplift and empower those in need. And in doing so, we can not only fulfill our own potential, but also contribute to the creation of more compassionate, equitable, and harmonious world. So when I read this, of course, you may have your own interpretation that resonates with you. This is what resonated with me. And whatever resonated with you, as I always say, that is for your human, your soul. That message is for you to truly receive. And we're all going to have different interpretations because we wear different lenses. But that's one of the beautiful things about oracle readings. And so with that said, I hope that this message finds you well and you have a wonderful, magical rest of your day. And thank you for tuning in. Feel free to send me a message at hello@yourownmagic.com. And yeah, with that said, I'm sending my love. Mwah. Yomis, that is a wrap. I hope this episode was expanding for you in some way, shape, or form. Feel free to visit our site at yourownmagic.com or check out my shop, eyesofaspen.com. Connect with the other Your Own Magic listeners. We would love to see more conversations started on the Your Own Magic Facebook group. So with all that being said, thank you so much again for tuning in, and I hope you have a magical rest of your day.